Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. We're Mike and Kim Burge out of Allentown, Nebraska. Glad to be your host for the next 5 minutes, hopefully brighten your day just a little bit. What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all of this? News about ranching, breeding, markets, anything agriculture, basically. Throw some rodeo in there as well. Ever wish you had a single publication for all of your livestock news? Well, the name pretty much says it all. Tri-State Livestock News. You can go online at tsln.com, or the Tri-State Livestock News comes to you from Belfouche, South Dakota. No need to roam for information. It's all right there. And the Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
These are my other travel places. We've received this from Tracy Ford from over in the Cody area, although she's retired now, so she floats around a lot.
Talking about Cody, Nebraska, not Cody, Wyoming, right?
That's true.
Okay.
Good point.
Just wanted to clarify that.
That's right. I've been in many places, but I've never been in cahoots. Apparently, you can't go there alone. You have to be in cahoots with someone.
Yes, you do.
I've also never been incognito. I hear no one recognizes you there.
True.
I have, however, been insane. They don't have an airport. You have to be driven there. I have made several trips there thanks to my family, friends, and those where I have worked. I would like to go to conclusions, but you have to jump, and I'm not too much on physical activity anymore. I've also been in doubt. This is a sad place to go, and I try not to visit there too often. I've been inflexible, but only when it was very important to stand firm. Sometimes I'm incapable, and I go there more often as I'm getting older. One of my favorite places to be is in suspense. It really gets the adrenaline flowing and pumps up the old heart. At my age, I need all the stimuli I can get. Again, Tracy Ford sent that. Don't know where it all came from, but these are my other travel places is the title.
This is something called becoming your parent. Sometimes it's inevitable in life. No matter how hard we try to avoid it or how much we swore it never would happen, out comes our parents. We find ourselves saying exactly what they said to us when we were kids. And frankly, it's downright scary. Here are some quotes our parents said to us that just seem to slip out when we're talking to our kids.
Uh-oh.
Don't make me turn the car around.
I'm glad we never said that.
Your face is going to freeze that way. Your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Yes, indeed.
Got that once in a while, yeah.
Yep.
Wait until your father gets home.
I'm not sure if I ever used that one.
I'm not asleep. I'm just resting my eyes.
Very good. I've heard that many a time.
Yes. I have eyes in the back of my head.
And let there be no doubt that is a fact.
Yes, mothers always do.
Yes.
All right. If everyone is jumping off a bridge, would you? You're so full of it, your eyes are turning brown.
Whoa.
You've said that one.
Yes, I,
know I that
have.
One.
I yes. have.
Because I said so.
And I have used that a lot.
How many times do I have to tell you? Well, at least one more, I think.
Yep.
I have had it up to here with you kids. Do you want something to cry about?
Oh, that's makes me think of my parents.
Oh, well,
I think
yeah.
my dad said that a
it's
lot.
Where it comes from.
Yeah.
When we were kids, we walked to school in 10 feet of snow.
We did. I did. Didn't
well,
you?
No, I did not.
No, you drove.
No, I drove. Well, not like grade school, but.
True.
When you get your own home, you can do whatever you want. And one more of those. One day, you will have a child just like you, and it will be payback time.
Good thing that never happened to us.
Some things about becoming your parent and things that just kind of slip out that our parents maybe said to us, and then we've passed that on. And I believe I've heard our children use that with some of their kids.
I think so, too.
So I
yeah.
think it's going to be a multi-generational thing.
Yes, it's just one of those things. All the way with LBJ. I have learned that there are only two things that are necessary to keep one's wife happy. First, let her think she's having her way. Second, let her have it. Lyndon B. Johnson said that in 1970.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, we certainly like to hear from you. And include the author if you know who it is so that we can give credit on those as well. And keep listening to great radio stations like KDLO-FM in Watertown, South Dakota. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.